I'm starring. I just did the soundtrack for the new Pac-Man movie. It's Pac-Man the movie, and I'm gonna be playing Miss Pac-Man.
That's great.
You wanna hear the soundtrack?
Sure.
Okay. Cue up my soundtrack for Pac-Man the movie.
Okay. Should we tell him that this might induce
convulsions? And then it comes in. I come in like this. Waka 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 waka. Calling Pac-Man. Come in, Pac-Man. Calling Pac-Man. Come in, Pac-Man.
This is Pac-Man. Pac-Man here.
Hey, Pac-Man.
I am Pac-Man. I'm starved.
This is Patrillo, and you're tuned in to Ninja Night School Radio.
Snatch back your brain, zombie. Snatch it back and hold it.
Well, what do you think about when you're alone?
I think I want to get out of this rat hole. I want to get online. I need a computer.
I need a Synologic 60, Sogo 7 data glass, a GPL stealth module, one Verdine intelligent translator, a Thompson iPhone.
He'll try to make a move. He'll use his connections on the net, narrow the bandwidth, go low rent.
We locked on him. He's using a Synologic 16 GPL stealth module. Crazy Bob's computer shop, 5326, Sutton Plaza, back room.
Initiate the fires.
9-6-1. Better than a roller coaster.
Yeah.
Riding through the mountains on a train.
The largest one.
Ooh, a big locomotive. Elementary schools are insane. Zoom lenses and big tree jets. Ham hocks in the Jamaica.
The largest one.
4E Freedom Force.
Yes. Huh. It's getting hot. What you got?
I read off the phonetic, zippos, nasal, dripping, cuticle grip. Yeah, check it out on my microchip.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Somersault backflip. Super karate kick. Double back turn twist.
Stick it to your dreams, you got quite the collection.
Hey, Chris and Freshaw, and welcome to Ninja Night School. I am your host, Low Tech Mystic.
This is Nightlord.
And you? Well, you, my friends, would be listening to Ninja Night School, episode number 10, being broadcast live into the time stream from Nightlord's Digital Chariot of Fury at 4:49 in the afternoon on Tuesday, December 20th, 2005. Ninja Night School is a proud member of the podcast incubator family and can be located on the worldwide interweb at www.podcastincubator.com. You can also contact the hidden dojo of knowledge that is Ninja Night School via email at nnsradio@walla.com. You can also contact Ninja Night School over AIM at screen name NNS Radio. Ninja Night School also has a voicemail hotline, which nobody's calling. It is area code 206-600-4-NNS. So give it a call, leave a message, and we'll play it on the show if you want. Okay, and this time we're going to do a little radio show and just kind of talk about, I don't know, what we've been up to, and, I don't know, partially just motivation, you know. I mean, why do two guys who've never met each other want to, you know, why do I want to drive 6 hours to meet some guy that I've never met before? And why the fuck does Nightlord want to let some strange dude he's never met before just come up and chill with him in his house? So, and, I think it goes a little deeper than that. I mean, you know, you know, Knight has his own show, the Knight's Roundtable.
Right, right.
And I've been lucky enough to you know, he's had me on. I've done that show a couple times. And it's cool. Everybody should go check it out. It's part of the podcast incubator family. So you guys should all know about it if you're listening to this. You know, otherwise, you know, the ninjas are coming. So start running and stop listening.
That's right.
But yeah, so, you know, we've been talking to that. And of course, we both hang out a lot on the IRC, the Pound Infonomicon channel.
Yeah,
and on
Freenode. Freenode, yeah.
And that's cool. There's a lot of really cool guys in there. And really just sitting in there and hanging out and chatting, you know, in an odd way. I mean, it really kind of feels like, you know, you're almost there.
Yeah, I mean, with IRC, especially for most of us that are, like, scattered all over the, you know, over the country, and, you know, just like our instance, you know, you're from Kentucky, there isn't anybody around you that you know that's into it, except for, like, your roommate and shit, but, I mean, there's no other people. And then for me, I don't have anybody up here, so it's like, IRC is the way to communicate real time. You know, we all have high speed, so it's like not even an issue. So, you know, it's a little different than talking to somebody on the phone. You can have full-fledged discussions with, you know, a whole group of people, and, you know, you meet a lot of people. So for me, you know, that's my, you know, that's how I get to know people. And I feel like, you know, we've been talking on IRC for what, probably, you know, 6 months?
Yeah, a good while now.
A while now, and, you know, just about every day. So, you know, we just kind of got to know each other and everything, so I felt comfortable anyway. I don't know. What did you feel?
I mean, well, clearly. To drive 6 hours in the Hoopty Ninja Mobile. Totally. But it's really cool. I mean, a lot of it's, you know, it's the same motivation that you have to go to a computer conference and, you know, stuff like that. Because, I mean, even if you don't live in a rural part of the state or the country like me and Knight do, you know, even if you're in a city, there's still no guarantee that there's going to be like-minded people there, you know. I mean, there's the whole, dare I say, hacker mindset, or just, you know, at least people that are fucking using their brain and thinking, you know, and also really interested in computers. There's that right there. You've just don't, that statement alone eliminates a large percentage of the populace.
Oh yeah, easily.
So, but yeah, so I don't know. It's kind of cool that that Night Lord's even willing to you know, invite, you know, a total stranger. But, you know, but in the same way, you know, I don't feel like I am a stranger, or that Night's a stranger to me, because like, from just hanging out in IRC so much, you get to know one another's personality really well.
Yeah, and especially when you're in the same. As far as, you know, if you want to go the scene or whatever, you know, you're on the same level, you know, the same people, you know, you go to the same stuff, so you have a lot in common to begin with, because obviously you're interested in the same things he is, or else you wouldn't be looking at the same damn things as him. So I think that helps, you know, right off the bat, because you have some kind of common bond to even start with, because a lot of times when you meet new people, you don't have a way to start up conversation with them. It's like, you know, okay, you know, maybe it's like your girlfriend's, like, sister's boyfriend or something like that, you know, and you're just meeting them and, like, you don't know what to say, you don't have any common ground, but with something like this, you already come into it having some kind of common ground, so.
Yeah, I totally agree. Plus, you know, I mean, hanging out so much in IRC, I mean, you gotta figure, what, a good, at least half of the conversation in IRC is just goofing off.
Yeah.
And I mean, you get a good idea of somebody's personality just from that alone.
I think that's more like, you know, just a place to go in and hang out and talk and stuff like that. But, like, you know, you form friendships with these people, like me and Low Tech did, or me and Droops did, or, you know, and you end up exchanging phone numbers, then you have real conversations, you know, voice to voice, and it's kind of a little bit more. And you get to know somebody more, because then after seeing them, like, in a group setting in IRC, and then talking to them, you know, person to person, you're getting both aspects of how they are as a person. So, you know, even though there's not that physical, you know, sitting right next to each other kind of, you know, conversation or whatever, it's still, you know, you get as much of a person as you probably can.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I mean, you know, crazy motherfuckers are just generally just crazy motherfuckers.
Yeah, yeah.
Psychopaths are psychopaths. So, I mean, you know, if you're dealing with the kind of motherfucker that, you know, you just don't know until it's too late, you know, then you've got just as good a chance of meeting, you know, somebody like that on IRC as you do them being, you know, the same friend you've known for 2 or 3 years. So, fuckers like that are just creepy.
Yeah.
Anyway, enough about ex-girlfriends, right? Okay, so enough rambling on about that. Let's, we're hanging out. What do we do? Well, you know, what are we getting into? You know, what's happening? We've been talking for all this time. We've been in conversation. So what do we do when we finally meet each other, you know, person to person, and start to get into stuff? Well, you know, of course, you know, it's going to be computer related because, you know, that's what we're into. But we've done a little filming, and we'll be submitting that here for too long, so everybody will be able to download that and check that out. So stay tuned, and you know, be sure to let you know when all that's ready to be released. But did you want to talk a little bit about that, what we did?
Yeah, well, basically I bought this thing off of eBay that you plug it into the headset on your telephone, you plug it into the stand on your phone, and you can record audio through it and play audio back through the line. And it comes out as a speaker port, and you can plug it into your computer or your PDA or MP3 player, micro cassette recorder, whatever. And you can record and play back. So I wanted to see how it all works, so I tore it all apart. And saw that it was really simple, so I took all the hardware off of it and all the ins and outs and cables and everything, and bought a new switch that was a little bigger than the one that was in that, so it would be easier to put it all together. And soldered it all up, and that was basically all there was to it. But it's kind of cool. It's actually really easy to do. Really easy to do. So if you got an old telephone and you know, like, I would suggest, for the output, for the audio, I would suggest, like, a microphone, an old microphone cable, because it's mono automatically, and you don't have to worry about it, because the way it's designed with a mono, you know, speaker out, so, you know, that's something that you might want to...
Yeah, and plus, if you actually have to go out and buy the wire, usually mono is usually cheaper anyway.
Yeah,
microphone.
So...
buy a cheap mic, maybe even find one around the house, scavenge.
Yeah, right. So, yeah, that'll be done. That's actually done. We finished filming it last night, so I got to capture it all into my PC and edit it and everything, and then it'll be ready to go. So, a couple weeks maybe now that I got it finished.
Hell yeah. Well, I know we're all looking forward to seeing it. Can't wait. It'll be cool. So, hey, yeah, your capture card, take a second and share with everybody a little bit about your capture card.
All right. Yeah, it was actually a really cool circumstance how it came up, because I've been wanting to do some video stuff, but my camcorder is a little old, and it uses the compact VHS tapes to record onto.
Like the VHS-Cs?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Right.
And so, you know, you have to have the adapter to put it into a VCR or whatever, and it doesn't plug in directly to the PC, so I couldn't get it that way or do anything like that, so I needed a video capture card. I mean, I was preferably trying to find one with RCA input, just so it'd be a little bit more versatile and I could use different things for it, but a better situation came along. There's this little shop that's, you know, 15 minutes away from the town I'm in. I mean, this shop is awesome. You walk in the door and it's just this one guy, and he's in his probably mid-50s, and he's been working with computers for like 30 years, and he's just collected in his time, you know, just miles and miles of, you know, stuff you would never find anywhere else except for like on the internet. I mean, you couldn't just go to a store and pick up half the stuff that he's got just because it's so, I mean, it's just so cool, and it's stacked front to back, floor to ceiling, I mean, full of crap. Like, three people couldn't stand in there comfortably. It's that, you know, that full of stuff. And I had to go over there for work to pick some stuff up, some USB cables, as a matter of fact. And I was just in conversation with him, and I asked him, you know, do you have any video capture cards? You know, just curious to see what he had. So he's like, I don't know, let me look. And he went and rooted through some of his stuff and came back, and he handed me this video capture card, and he says, here, you can just have it. And I was like, what? And it's actually a WinTV Go card, and it takes coax in, but it comes with software to record and encode in, like, 19 different codecs. You can encode the video in straight from any coax input. So you can do TV, you can do VCR, DVD player. If it comes in coax, you can do anything. So it's actually a really nice card, and this all comes stock with the card. So you don't have to worry about messing with third-party applications for capture or nothing. It does it all automatically for you.
Nice.
So I looked up on eBay how much this card's worth, because it's not the newest model. It's one of the older models, but he said he picked up two of them for $25. So he's like, just try it. And it's really nice. I'm really impressed with it. I was able to... The first half of my video that I was talking about earlier, I recorded that by myself, and I got my capture card, you know, a little bit after that, so I plugged in the VCR to it to see what it would do, and I think I got 12 minutes or so encoded, and it was like 70 meg. So, you know, that's not too bad. I want to get it down a little bit, but you got to play with the audio and video codecs are different. You got to set them both individually, so, you know, to find the best combination is the key, and then you can get, you know, still good quality stuff, but, you know, it's not so huge that you can't put it with something else, and, you know, not overpower the whole show, so.
True. So if anybody out there has any experience with the capture cards of such type or anything, you know, anybody's got the little Myth TV box or anything like that, you know, feel free to drop us a line, offer any comments, you know.
Yeah, I'm actually interested in seeing if that card works in Linux, or specifically in Myth, and building a Myth TV box with that card, because that's just perfect. I can plug it right into my wall, you know. But I'm not sure if it's compatible. And, you know, if you know right off the top of your head, you know, just drop me a line and, you know, be like, yeah, it's compatible. Just because, you know, that would be cool, and I don't have to try to look it up, so, yeah.
Well, somebody wants to drop you a line, how are they going to get in contact with you? Well, of course, they can always jump in Pound Infonomicon on freenode.net.
Yep.
But go ahead and pimp out your email. You know.
Okay, you can email directly to me at Nightlord, KN1GHTL0RD, at Hotmail. Yes, Hotmail.
Hey, it works.
Yep, it does the trick. I've had it for years, and... you know, they up the storage capacity of it, you know, so it's cool. Yeah, it's Microsoft, but, you know.
Whatever, it's
yeah,
free,
it's
too.
Right, it's
yeah,
right, it's free, so fuck it. And I don't have my own email server at hand, so, you know, maybe if I end up hosting my own domain someday, I might set up some kind of email webmail service or something, but right now, you can also email me at nightlord@nightlord.org if that, you know, helps you, but it's still going to go to the Hotmail address, so you might as well just send it to the Hotmail.
Cool. So, I thought that was a cool story about his capture card. I figured I'd share it with y'all, and it just kind of reminded, you know, I mean, we can find all these great deals online, and there's all these super center stores and Best Buys and chains like that, but For the love of insert preferred deity here, you know, if you guys have a local shop like this, go and support it as much as you
no
can.
Shit, dude.
You know,
no shit.
Because
buddy, no shit. Dude.
Yeah, I mean, because even if the dude's maybe not hooking you up, or you're not getting the best deals maybe all the time, you know, you're still helping out somebody who is somewhat similarly minded.
Right,
you know?
Right. You know, it's good to support them local guys, because even if their prices are a little steep, sometimes they have the shit that you will never find anywhere else, dude, and you are in a crunch and you need it now, you know, and you don't know where the hell you're going to get it. You can order it online, but it'll take a week to get to the house, you know, you need it right now. Well, these guys will have that stuff, dude, and, you know, if it's something that needs prepared, the more you support them, the more they'll be likely to be like, yeah, I'll get it down for you and I'll make sure everything's going, you know, right before you get here and everything like that. So, you know, support the local guys. They're good guys. Most of the time, they're really good guys. I haven't ever run into a local, you know, local guy that's all that bad. I mean,
Yeah, and you know why that is? It's because that's more likely it's his shop.
Yeah.
You know, if you know, when you come in that door, he's going to remember your name. You know,
yeah.
that's part of the deal, you know. If he's not good with the customers when they come in, they're not going to come there, and he's going to lose his business. Whereas compared to a bigger chain store or something, the person you're talking to that's selling you your computer or whatever you're buying there, man, they're making $5, $6, maybe $7 an hour. They really don't give a crap. They're not, I mean, don't get me wrong, you have your occasional, you know, people are different. But for the most part, that dude just wants to make his paycheck. He doesn't want to hear you, bitch. You know, they don't care whether you buy this computer or not. They don't really care if you're satisfied or not. They just want you in and out. They don't want complaints. They're just trying to earn a paycheck, you know. And so there's kind of a little bit of difference there. So, yeah, mom and pop store might be a little more expensive. But, you know, keep in mind, you know, you pay for what you get. So, you know, that little extra couple of dollars, you know, it's... Maybe in the long run, it may not be such a big deal, you know. If you're the type of person who enjoys service and treated like a human being.
Well, you know, half the time, you know, them guys, you can just sit down and have a conversation with them guys for hours, dude. Just about. You know, they've been around for years. They remember when it was punch cards and, you know, manual switching and, you know, all that stuff. They remember all of it. So it's like you can strike up a conversation with them, dude, and they got really great ideas. You know, they're looking at technology nowadays, and they say, you know, I have an awesome idea, but, you know, I'm just too old to do it. You know, I haven't explained it to you and stuff, and it's really interesting, you know. They've been around, so it's like they know what the fuck they're talking about. They remember before there was Dewey. They remember, I mean...
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, so not only, you know, you're getting a kind of a personal touch, but there's also that, you know, a little bit of a learning, you know, troubleshooting, you know, going on there. This is, you know, this is a place where you can go and it's, you know, you can go in there and not even buy anything.
Yeah.
Just go in there and chill. It's like hanging out with a friend, you know.
Yeah. Say, hey, I got a problem with something, you know, you guys can try to figure it out together or whatever, but, you know, I think this is a pretty good segue into one of the other things we did today. Which was, we visited a couple of the big chain stores, you know, Best Buy, Circuit City, those kind of places. We visited a couple of those and messed around a little bit with some of their stuff. And, you know, it wasn't nothing, you know, big or nothing, but, you know, we were in the area.
Look, he's so modest, he totally owned the Gibson in Best Buy, man. It was fucking awesome, man. He had his face on all the, like, screens on the TV, like, they were all pimped. You know, it was fucking awesome, man. The sprinklers went off, like, bitches in wet T-shirts.
But we went a little extra mile, and we had some stickers that we printed off. Some of you may have seen on in the gallery on Infonomicon.org. But
if you haven't seen it, you can check it out at infonomicon.org/images.
Gallery.
Whatever. Click on the images tab.
There you go.
Yeah, that's where I'm getting that. Yeah.
Click on images from the main page, and it'll take you right into the gallery. And we got a whole bunch of stuff up there, and we're constantly updating it. It's brand new. I just put it together myself, and it's all PHP. It's pretty cool. It's just a cookie cutter, you know, imaging. You know, image holding, you know, archiving kind of web-based software that uses MySQL and everything, and it's really nice. It's really easy to use, and it
does the job.
Yeah, that's right. So it wasn't hard to set up, but you know, you can go check that out. But we printed off these stickers and we pwned some phones.
Oh yeah.
Took the stickers and stuck them to the phone. Took a picture, registered it with the Apple. We'll be updating those pictures or putting those up on the gallery as well. So that was pretty fun.
That it was. We had a good time. So we traveled amongst the land of commerce and normal people today.
Yep. Went through big ass malls, and you know, it was a couple of the missions we were doing were pretty rough. One of them was extremely high traffic area, dude. Security guards. The whole nine yards at this mall where we tagged one of these phones with one of our stickers. And, you know, it was pretty risky business, man. There was a camera right above where we were at, and we were, you know, but we did it anyway.
Yeah.
Or,
luckily, all the attention you had made at Best Buy from owning their Gibson and the spring
brakes
and alarms, you know, most of the law enforcement was in that area.
That's
so,
right.
You know, it was pretty easy for us just to, you know, walk in where we wanted undetected.
Yeah.
Because we're elite ninjas.
That's right.
Woot. But yeah, so we've had a really good time hanging out here. Or at least I know I have.
Yeah, it's been cool. Break the monotony. Take a couple days off work and just hang out. Go explore and do some fun stuff. And it was cool. It was definitely worth the time. So if any of you ever thought about doing it, you know, you talk to somebody on a regular basis, but they may live a few hours away. You know, fucking hey, dude, hook something up. You know, work something out. It's fun. You know, me and Lotek had a great time. And, you know, we just hung out, you know, so.
Yeah, just remember a little caveat to that. You know, your mileage will vary.
That's right.
And, you know, not everybody's as cool as me and Night Lord, so, you know.
So you're not guaranteed anything. So.
But yeah, you know, so don't be afraid to you know, take a couple extra steps or whatever, you know, to get in contact, you know, with these other people. You know, even if it's just something like going to a conference, something
that's
like,
right.
What,
yeah.
Nauticon, maybe?
Yeah, Nauticon. Hey, isn't Nauticon coming up?
Well, I think it is. Wouldn't that be April 7th to April 10th in, where was that?
I think it was in Cleveland, Ohio, which just happens to be an hour east of where I'm at, so I'm going to be there. I don't know. Are you going to be there?
It sounds like I'm going to be there, too. I can't miss out on this now.
So you might want to get up to Nauticon and check out the possible, I will say possible because not everything's in the works yet, but possible live streaming edition of Knights Roundtable at Nauticon. So that'll be kind of cool to check out. And plus, you know, one of our good friends, Ponyboy, is actually giving a talk over there. So.
And I'm very excited to see that.
So that'll be cool, and that kind of coincides with what we were just talking about, because his is about payphones. Payphones and the future of them. So, you know, that kind of touches on a little bit of the stuff we were doing earlier, so.
Yeah, and if you're interested in payphones, and, you know, maybe you're not into payphones, but, you know, hey, why does somebody have a site dedicated to a list of payphones, or, you know, what's going on with all this, and what can you do with them, you know? Well, Ponyboy has his own radio show, which is Belcore Radio.
Yeah.
So, you know, go check that out at belcoreradio.net, and you can download his episodes. It's hosted by Ponyboy and Black Mesa. They do some phone calls in the show. You can learn a lot just from listening. So go check out Ponyboy's show. And, you know, get together, let's get together at Nauticon. If you're interested in checking that out, Nauticon is in Cleveland, Ohio. The website is notacon.org, notacon.org.
They have, on that site too, they have really nice forums, and you can get on there and find people that need rides. And if you're running that way, dude, pick them up, you know, give them a ride, fucking A. You know, if you know who they are, you know, you've talked to them a few times, you know, pick them up. You know, you can have a conversation on the way there and, you know, help somebody out. And, you know, they're looking for roommates to split hotels on that forum, too. So, you know, I know for a fact that there's a bunch of posts in there. So, you know, check the forum out when you go to nauticon.org. And, yeah.
Yeah, we look forward to seeing, you know, anybody and everybody can come, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know,
if you listen to the show, but you may not hang out in IRC or, you know, not really know us or whatever, we're going to be together pretty much the whole time at Nauticon. And, you know, you'll be able to know who we are. You look for the guy with the Ninja Night School hoodie and look for the other guy with the podcast Fertilizer hoodie. And
or just listen for my cackle. You'll hear me before you see me.
That's right. So, come up and say hi. Say you listen to the show, whether you like it or not. We don't care, you know. You can tell us it sucks or whatever. You know, everybody's entitled to their own opinion, but.
Yeah, and we're not sure yet, but I may be accepting ninja challenges to the death. So if you're proficient in the arts of ninjutsu and prefer for a one-on-one duel, you know, maybe we can work something out in the parking lot if you just really don't like the show.
Pwned.
Yeah.
Yeah, or not. But yeah, we're friendly people, or at least I am. I don't know. Night Lord's a little funny. Huh? Yeah. But yeah, there's no reason to be shy, you know. Yeah, so if you're in the area, you know, come check it out. Right now they're pre-registering. They're not accepting. There's no you can't buy a ticket at the door. You need to pre-register for
right,
this one.
Right.
But you know, there's several ways to pre-order. So you know, if you're paranoid, and there's nothing wrong with that. I'm paranoid too. You know, you can take a money order and mail it to them, you know, so you can even send cash if you really wanted to, but, you know, so, you know, there's ways to do it without dropping your docs,
yeah.
So if that's how you care to be. So, check it out. Right now, it's only $40, so, you know, but we can make this happen if y'all want.
Yep.
All right, y'all. Well, we hope you check out Nauticon and go if you can, you know, if it's able or whatever, but the Digital Chariot of Fury, that is, Night Lord's vehicle here. We're pulling back into the digital armory here. So we're gonna go ahead and wrap this up. So you got any shouts you'd like to holler out there to Ninja Radio Land?
Yeah, sure. I want to give shouts to Droops first and foremost, because without him this show wouldn't be possible, and also because he's just a cool guy, and he pays for all this bandwidth and stuff for us to use, so you know, that's cool as hell. And give shouts to him and you know, everybody that I talk to, everybody in Pound Infonomicon on freenode.net, to give every single one of you shouts except for Petrillo. So you know, you guys are cool, and keep listening to the show. So I think that's all I got. Oh, shouts to Bitbiter, because he's Low-Tech's roommate, and I hear he's pretty cool, so, yeah, shouts to him. And shouts to Low-Tech, too.
Woo!
Yeah, he drove all this way to come and hang out and sleep on my couch, and it was fun time, so, you know, it was definitely worthwhile, even in the butt-ass cold. It's only been, like, 4 degrees up here the whole time, but, you know, it was still fun.
So. Yeah, so your love has kept me warm.
No.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We can't talk about
no,
that. Yeah,
no,
sorry. Oh, and we'll edit that out. They won't know a thing. But yeah, yeah, I'm going to give shots. You know, of course, yeah, Droops, you know, Echo, all that shit the Night Lord just said. Of course, shouts to everybody I've been talking to. You know, of course, shouts always to Gaunton. Shouts to Killer Smurf, who I've been talking to a lot at NRSC. Pretty cool guy. Shouts to Lord Drakenblut. He's sent me we've been working on a couple things together. We've been talking to each other. So shouts to you. Shouts to Electro Man for doing all the stuff you've been doing. He's got a show out on electrostuff.net. So check that out. He's doing some really cool projects. I really like the shit he's doing. So yeah, definitely be sure to check that out. Shouts to Petrillo. We love you here at Ninja Night School. We just like to give you a hard time, buddy. So, and of course, shouts to anybody else out there that I may have forgot about. And, we're gonna go ahead and wrap this up, call it a show. Maybe I'll dig around find some closing music, but right now I don't know what it is. So, enjoy whatever it is, and until next time, we here at the Hidden Dojo of Knowledge that is Ninja Night School would like to remind you that we have no binary for goodbye. So we'll just use loop, and we'll see you around.